From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Cheryl Corley. A $700 billion economic bailout plan is headed for the U.S. House after the Senate overwhelmingly voted for the measure last night. Now, House lawmakers are scrambling to garner enough support for the bill that representatives rejected earlier this week. And for the latest on the economic bailout, we're joined now by NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Cheryl. Good to be with you.
Yeah. So tell us, Ron, what made this bill so successful in the Senate? The vote was 74 to 25.
They changed it, but they didn't really fundamentally change it. They didn't really go back to the drawing board, as some people said they should do. What they did was they added things to it. And what I would call it would be a kind of a combination of the bludgeon and the bribe. The bludgeon, of course, being all the phone calls that the senators had been receiving from back in their home states from business people saying, we can't borrow any money. We can't do business. We can't meet our payroll. We can't bring in more inventory. We're going to have to shut down. Those kinds of calls. Maybe panicky, maybe hysterical, maybe not totally representative, but a lot of those calls. And that was changing the atmosphere politically because previously most of the calls were in opposition. Now the bribes, lots of bribes. We have the raising of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation insurance on everybody's bank accounts, business people and individuals such as us, from $100,000 to $250,000 per account. That makes a big difference to businesses, and it also makes a big difference to banks because banks are much less likely to see people coming in panic to get their money out if they see that the federal government is moving to shore up the health of those banks.
Mm-hmm. Well, 133 House Republicans voted against the package the first time around. What's going to is this enough to really persuade them to actually vote for it this time?
I think it's risky to predict the behavior of the House Republicans because we've seen before they are deeply wounded. They do feel abused. They feel left out. And they will take opportunities to show everybody how unhappy they are and to make us feel their pain. So we may see that rebellion played out again on Monday. I mean, the one we saw on Monday played out again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Pelosi has said she's not going to pass this on Democratic votes. She says she wants 100 Republican votes this time. That would be an increase of 35, or quite a few of that 133 who voted no on Monday. So that's a pretty tall order. We'll see how close they get to that. They will get more Republican votes than they got last time, and maybe that will be enough.
Do some of these Republicans and some Democrats, though, even though we have all this sweetening to this bill, still see this as really bad medicine?
Absolutely. And that's on the left and on the right. You have your most liberal members of the House and Senate and your most conservative members of the House and Senate essentially joining hands, coming 360 on this thing and saying, we're all the populists here. We're not the centrists. We're not the establishment. We're speaking for the angry little guy. And there's some irony in that, perhaps, and some discomfort when you, you know, look over and see who you're in bed with on this thing. But politics makes that kind of bedfellows. And we're certainly seeing it in this particular context.
Ron, we only have a few seconds left, but both Senators Barack Obama and John McCain voted for the provision. Is that good enough cover for them, I guess, during the campaign?
Well, it certainly makes it less of a presidential issue, and that had been a big problem, frankly, in the politics of it last week. Once you inject the White House contest into this, everything kind of tends to blow up.
That was NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. He joined me from our headquarters in Washington, D.C.